Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Hi Darini by Catherine Kurtz, performed by Jeff Woodman, produced by Audible Inc.
Chapter 1. Abroad the sword bereaveth, at home there is death. Lamentations, Chapter 1, Verse 20. The name they had given the boy was Royston Richardson, after his father, and the dagger he clutched so fearfully in the deepening twilight was not his own. Around him, in the fields of Jenin Vale, the bodies of the dead lay stiffening among the rows of newly ripening grain. Night birds hooted in the deathly silence, and wolves yipped in the hills away and to the north. Far across the fields, torches were being lit in the streets of the town, beckoning the living toward what slim comfort numbers might afford. Too many dead of either side lay cold at Jenin Vale tonight. The battle had been brutal and bloody, even by peasant standards. It had begun in the middle of the day. The riders of Nigel Haldane, uncle to the boy King Kelson, had approached the outskirts of the village just past noon, royal lion banners billowing crimson and gold in the noonday sun, the horses sweating lightly in the early summer heat. It was only an advance guard, the prince had said. He and his troop of 30 were merely to scout a route for the royal army's march toward Corrith to the east, no more. For Corrith, rebellious Duchy Corwin's seat of local government, was in the hands of the insurgent archbishops, Loras and Corrigan. And the archbishop